It's time for Sound Mind with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. For more information about Daniel Pryor and his services, visit BibleBasedCounselor.com. Daniel has offices in Kirkland and Edmonds. And now your host, Daniel Pryor.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, another edition of the Sound Mind broadcast with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. Hello there, Daniel.
Hello, Mark.
Get ready to fry some turkeys this week. Aren't you the guy? Yeah. You're the guy I know who does the deep fried turkey for Thanksgiving.
Actually, we don't do that, but when we go back to back east where they do like two or three deep fried.
Are you going to do that again this year?
This year it's going to be pretty quiet, just out here, wife and I and a couple of relatives, but pretty quiet. How about you?
We'd like to go to Coeur d'Alene, Kellogg, Idaho area, but the weather, I think, is going to prevent that, so we'll probably be here as well. So.
Okay.
So just with family here. Hey, this week you are talking about Thanksgiving and what Thanksgiving does for your mental health.
Mental health and physical health.
And physical health.
Also. Yeah, it's worked out well this year where the show is going to be, you know, just before Thanksgiving. I don't know if it's worked out that way very often. So I thought, do one on Thanksgiving. But the thought I had was that, and actually I woke up in the middle of the night, bing, the lights is so, I thought, better get up and do some research because you'll forget it by morning.
Okay.
So I got up and I thought, you know, Thanksgiving has to do something for your brain, I thought, because it just feels good to give thanks. And so I Googled it, and if you want to get pumped up before Thanksgiving and really get in the mood, folks, just simply Google Thanksgiving and your brain, and you would be amazed at the information, the research that's been done just on being grateful and having gratitude. Now, one of the specifications in the research was that it's not enough to just look. A lot of times we'll do this where we'll, you know, it could be worse, you know, and so I look around and I find people that are worse off, and so I accept my circumstances. That's not the same thing as looking at your circumstances and finding things to be thankful for. And actually, there's quite a bit to be thankful for. But we'll get into this a bit today, and hopefully this will be really get people charged up for Thanksgiving. You know, I think that Thanksgiving is probably America's favorite holiday.
Seems like it.
And I was thinking would Christmas be? But the thing about Christmas is it's encumbered with a little bit of greed because there maybe a lot of greed because there's always the mixture of the anticipation of getting something and the disappointment of not and that. But Thanksgiving, for those who are really in the spirit of it, is all about giving thanks and more doing for others.
Family.
Not so much receiving something. So I think Thanksgiving is probably the America's favorite holiday, and I think it's mine. Thanksgiving is a powerful antidote for things like fear, shame, anxiety, depression. We're talking about what I've referred to in the past as the emotional root ball, anger. And also a surprising number of mental and physical ailments.
You mean just ailments. You just mean Thanksgiving in general, not Thanksgiving the holiday.
Right.
Thanksgiving the holiday is going to fix all those things in one day.
Yeah, the giving of thanks, let me say.
There you go.
The giving of thanks.
And it seems like the cooler word that I hear a lot more is gratitude.
Yeah.
You know, being grateful.
And that's a term that that was synonymous in a lot of the research that was done. They used the term gratitude. But some of the things that I found really focused on the Thanksgiving season. But that's what we're talking about, the giving of thanks. And so it's just good for the body and good for the mind. And, of course, it would be because gratitude, in a sense, is the nature of God. That is the goodness and the emphasis on the goodness. We don't really think of God as giving thanks to himself, but thankfulness, that kind of, you know, appreciation, the knowledge of good and the appreciation of good has to be part of the nature of God. And, of course, we're created in his image and we respond to his goodness. So I guess it makes sense to me, at least, that this would be good for the body and good for the mind. And even the secular community sees the benefit in gratitude and the giving of thanks as we see in the some of the research, or a lot of the research that I looked at. And of course, you know, Scripture is just full, full of exhortations of giving thanks and reasons for doing so. If you look at just also on your in your Knaves Topical Concordance Bible or your Knaves Topical Bible or the internet, and you again look for under the topic of Thanksgiving, the scriptures just go on and on and on. I just jotted.
And you picked out some good ones.
Picked out three here, but they there are just too many to list. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace that passes all understanding, or this translation says, all comprehension will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.
Philippians 4:6.
And I'm just looking at that one quickly, and enough can't be said about this idea of the peace that passes understanding, because what that implies is it's peace that we have when it doesn't make any sense to have peace. And so these disciples or apostles that wrote the scriptures, they wrote at a time when Christians were, it was dangerous to be a Christian. And so, when they say the peace that passes understanding, they're talking about, you know, in the face of death and persecution, you have this peace that, that just doesn't make sense in those in those circumstances. But this will guard your heart and your mind. So, you know, a lot of the shows that we talk about are have to do with mental health, and this talks about the peace that passes understanding, keeping your heart and mind, and it's all through this, you know, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Psalms 100 and verse 4 and 5, and it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. So this is why, this is the reason that the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting. His truth endures for all generations. You could probably break down that fifth verse, the Lord is good, mercy everlasting, truth endures for all generations. And that last one, truth endures for all generations, is particularly meaningful for us right now in kind of the light of all of that's going on politically and just
confusion in many
confusion
areas.
Confusion in many areas.
Rewriting everything. Seems
like. And so his truth endures for all generations. And and this idea of entering into his gates with thanksgiving. And if you think about the gates of a city, like, for example, Jerusalem comes to mind for some reason, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Once you get through the gates of that city, you're in the blessing. You're in the, and so I think of, you know, that thanksgiving brings us into that initial area of blessing. We go on from there, don't we, and into his courts with praise. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Holy of Holies. If you've ever done any research or heard any teaching on the tabernacle, there's that progression into the intimate presence of God. But into his courts with, or into his gate, enter into the gates with thanksgiving. And then I have one more, Psalm 7:17. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, and will sing praises to the name of the Lord Most High. We could go on and on. You could spend a week easily talking about verses for thanksgiving and on and on. and I personally have recently renewed my resolve to be to give thanks. I know we've talked about this from time to time. Traffic,
yes.
Which for a lot of people, traffic pushes the buttons in. And I've just I've done some things in the past, and they worked really well. And I thought, you know, it's time to take out some more tools. And I thought, you know, try this for a while. Try just instead of getting upset in traffic and with all the, you know, stuff that's going on, the cell phones and all that that's going on, just try to focus on all the things that you have to be thankful for. In all the ways that you're blessed. And it really does wonders for lifting your spirit and invigorating your body. I want to get into talking a little bit about some of the research that's been done. And there, a lot has been done, and we're not going to talk about all of it. Won't have time to talk about all of it. But you can talk about some of the things here that are actually very surprising, amazing. One of the things, and I'll probably just focus here, that the giving of thanks increases the activity of in the brain, and particularly the hypothalamus. Now, the hypothalamus does a lot of things. One of its primary functions is to regulate the autonomic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system, of course, has to do with regulate your body temperature, your sense of hunger, your sense for thirst, fatigue, need rest. The autonomic nervous system affects the way that you sleep, your circadian rhythms, getting enough rest, waking up refreshed, just different times of the day. That circadian rhythm also probably has something to do with, you know, we get conditioned for three meals a day. And
the hypothalamus is what, a part of the brain?
It's a part in the brain.
Okay.
Right, correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so you think of all the autonomic nervous system and all that it does, breathing and all the things that I've mentioned here. people that suffer from fatigue, that have trouble sleeping, that have irregular patterns of eating, all of those things have are regulated through the hypothalamus.
Now, why would why would Thanksgiving affect this? I don't understand.
You know, I do not know, but
They've done studies that show it does.
Yes, they. My answer would be, again, because we're created in the image of God, and so in our brain are these things that just respond naturally to those. The fruits of the Spirit, the attributes of God, the commutable, I think they call them, the commutable attributes of God. And so things that are, you know, godliness, our spirit responds to that. And, you know, that that thin line between the soul and the spirit or So when we come back, we'll get into a little bit more of a little more detail in how the hypothalamus responds and the good that it does for our mind and our body.
Okay, yeah. What Thanksgiving does for your health, mental health, all kinds of health, as we get ready for Thanksgiving this week, a very appropriate program. People are listening today, Daniel, though. They know they need some help maybe after the holidays or getting them ready for the holidays. How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, the phone number is 425-778-6169, 425-778-6169. Office is in Kirkland and Edmonds. And you will find this radio broadcast and other radio broadcasts as podcast at BibleBasedCounselor.com.
Okay, back with more of the Sound Mind broadcast with Daniel Pryor in just a moment.
Hi, this is Daniel Pryor, counselor and life coach. You know, anxiety and depression contribute to every type of psychosis, behavioral problem, and even many health issues. Unchecked, they can ruin your life. But you don't have to let that happen. If you feel that you or someone that you know is struggling with anxiety and depression, call me and let me teach you the tools to build, manage, and maintain a more wholesome lifestyle. Contact me through my website at BibleBasedCounselor.com or call me at 425-778-6169.
Sound Mind with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. And now your host, Daniel Pryor.
I'm with co-host Mark Holland. It's the Sound Mind broadcast looking at how Thanksgiving and thankfulness helps you sound, your mind keeps it sound, keeps you on the path to health overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Physical health, mental health. So we were just kind of unpacking this a bit. The hypothalamus. And we've talked about the autonomic nervous system, and I'm going to get a little more detailed here. Another thing that the hypothalamus does is that it secretes a number of hormones that are very important in our health. And one of the things that hormone that it secretes is somatostatin, and somatostatin is a growth hormone inhibitory hormone. So let me kind of explain that. It's a hormone that inhibits the growth of other hormones. Hmm. And so it prevents the production of other hormones. And also it stops the unnatural rapid reproduction of cells such as those that may incur in tumors.
Tumors, cancer.
So, that's one of the things it does is it's, you know, we can lower the risk of cancer. The giving of thanks can lower the risk of cancer.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Another hormone that the hypothalamus secretes is, if I can say this correctly,
but yeah, you've got some big words here.
Yeah, gonadotropin. So you can maybe recognize that lead word in there, the gonad, gonadotropin. And of course, that has to do with the tissues, the growth of the tissues of the sexual organs. And it has to do ultimately also with sex hormones and fertility. So the giving of thanks can even affect
your sex life.
And fertility.
Okay.
Yeah. A third one that we'll talk about here, and there are others. I've just come up with these three because that's probably all I thought I might have time for, is, of course, dopamine. And dopamine is that's the feel-good hormone. And dopamine has to do with a lot of things. Feeling good has to do with a lot of things, doesn't it? So it has to do with your attention span. It raises the question of how would being thankful affect this epidemic of ADD?
Yeah, there you go.
And if you stop to think of our culture and how gratitude is probably at the bottom of the list.
I mean, it is, yeah.
Gratitude is just so.
People don't believe in God anymore.
No.
So
yeah.
Who they are going to be thankful to.
And we feel that we're owed. There isn't a sense of gratitude. Well, you're right. Who are you going to be thankful to? But there isn't a sense of gratitude. We're the whole dreamer generation, we're owed. There's nothing to be thankful for. Mm-hmm.
We're entitled.
We're entitled.
It's my right.
And so think of how this is hurting us, that sense of entitlement is hurting us physically and mentally as we go through these. Dopamine affects, of course, enthusiasm. Interesting word. Enthusiasm or enthuse, to be filled with God, in theos.
That's what that word means? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Enthusiastic means filled with God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Attention, enthusiasm, energy. And look at the lethargy in our culture amongst a lot of the young people and the older people, too. When I'm counseling, I come across a lot of people that just don't have the energy to get around to creating friendships and setting goals and things. So lack of energy. Attitude, positive versus negative attitude. Exercise patterns. How many people do you know that have difficulty sticking to an exercise routine? Even something as simple as getting up and going for a walk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm preaching to myself here, too. Here's one. Dopamine has an effect on physical pain. It actually brings about fewer physical pains and better sleep. And what does better sleep do? Well, that equates to less depression and anxiety. Also.
Good sleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard this. This is a one that it comes up a lot in. I had my mother-in-law, she passed now, but she struggled with Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the drugs that she was taking to combat Parkinson's were forms of dopamine,
mm-hmm.
L-Dopa and all of these.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder why something like that, which is kind of a brain disorder, mm-hmm. Parkinson's, motor skill disorder, mm-hmm. would require, modifying the dopamine in her
mm-hmm.
body.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe for some of these reasons, energy, and even attitude. I know that for a lot, it's we tend to think of things like Parkinson's or some of those like dementia. As being really, kind of bifurcated from attitude. But attitude has a lot to do, and I think the doctors will tell you that attitude has a lot to do with the onset of these things, how quickly they progress, how bad you get, or if you can stabilize, has a lot to do with attitude. Mm-hmm. A lot of these things come into a lot of these other things come into it too. Obviously, better rest. If you're suffering from condition of not being able to rest well, then every other condition that you have in your body is going to be exacerbated. Mm. And so getting down to something that's kind of on the spiritual level too, and I kind of had to reach for this, but I think it makes sense that the hypothalamus beings that, you know, the giving of thanks has this effect on the hypothalamus, and then the hypothalamus is kind of related to faith, which is, we could say, the giving of thanks builds faith is another way to say this. Mm-hmm. Through what has been called a confirmation bias. Now, when we hear bias these days, it usually has a bad connotation, but it just simply means a leaning toward an advantage. So confirmation bias. So what this is, what this means in layman's terms so that I can understand it, dopamine has a way of affirming what you already believe to be true. That is, it feels good to do what you believe is good, and so you'll do it again. It would be a simple way of putting it. You could apply this in any way. Say, for example, I know that eating certain kinds of food are healthy for me. So when I do that, and I know that that's good for me, and I do it anyway, the decision to do what I know is good gives me some dopamine. The hypothalamus secretes some dopamine, and the dopamine feels good in my brain, and I'm likely to continue eating better, not simply because I like the taste of celery, but because I get some dopamine in my brain.
So what happens if you do something that you know is wrong? What is that?
Well, I think it would have the opposite effect.
Affects the dopamine.
Yeah, I think it would have the opposite effect. So it has this confirmation bias where the dopamine affirms and reinforces what you already believe to be true. And that's associated with what I've heard referred to as a virtuous cycle. The virtuous cycle then would go something like this. The giving of thanks or thankfulness would promote the secretion of dopamine, which would promote this confirmation bias, which would promote faith, which would promote the giving of thanks, which would promote dopamine, which would promote...
It's a good circle there.
They call it a virtuous circle. And so... one more thing, and that is gratitude. In research where people have journaled on their gratitude, what they found in the people's journaling, the journals of the people that journal on their gratitude, is that they have more statements that have we as opposed to I in that as the people who were journaling without gratitude. It's a somewhat subjective research, but I thought it was interesting that at least in this research it showed that giving of thanks and gratitude promotes group participation and closer intimate relationships. So
intimacy with God, intimacy with others. Mm-hmm. So gets rid of that isolation because isolation, again, is a real ill of our day.
Yeah. And I people think that so here we have Thanksgiving, the gathering of people, and the giving of thanks promotes the gathering of people. Mm-hmm. And promotes the intimate relationships. So try this out this Thanksgiving. Try giving thanks on Thanksgiving Day or leading up to it. It does so many good things for you. And there's a lot, we covered a lot here in this short period of time. And so it might be good to review it. And you will be able to review it at BibleBasedCounselor.com. We'll have this up in podcast.
Podcasts there. Yeah. BibleBasedCounselor.com. People can email you there with questions or find out about how to employ your services as both a counselor and life coach as we head into the holidays. Kind of a tough time for a lot of people, though, even though thankfulness is important. It's hard for people to give thanks sometimes because they have so many perceived problems, perhaps.
That's when it's so important is to, again, these people that wrote in the Bible about giving thanks, those were troubled times. And so that's when it's most important to focus on, there are so many things to be thankful for. Yes, there are things that bring us down, but that's when we need to focus on the things that we have, the blessings that we have. and the things we have to be thankful for.
So if people need help, obviously your website, and tell us more how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, the phone number that people can call is 425-778-6169, 425-778-6169. People also email me, as you said, Mark, through the BibleBasedCounselor.com. Office is in Kirkland and Edmond.
Okay, always great stuff with the Sound Mind broadcast with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor here on KCIS.
You've been listening to Sound Mind with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. For more information about Daniel Pryor and his services, visit BibleBasedCounselor.com. Daniel has offices in Kirkland and Edmonds. To make an appointment, call 425-778-6169. Be sure to tune in each Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. for Sound Mind with Daniel Pryor.